Welcome to Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson. Today, we're delving into heartwarming human interest stories that are sure to kickstart your week with a hefty dose of inspiration. Picture this, Paul. In Lorena, Texas, twin six-year-olds Audrey and Ella are capturing hearts and showcasing resilience with every kick of their soccer ball and each karate chop. These little warriors have overcome a tough beginning, battling a condition called metopic craniosynostosis, which caused the plates in their skulls to fuse too early. Now, they're seizing each day with boundless enthusiasm. After enduring surgeries that reshaped their skulls, they didn't just bounce back, they soared, wearing their scars as emblems of courage and shining as beacons of hope. And here's the incredible part, Paul. They've been named Children's Miracle Network Champions. They're zipping across Texas, radiating happiness and spreading their story, all while drawing attention to the remarkable efforts of McLean Children's Medical Center. These girls have embraced the spotlight, feeling cool and awesome in their own words. They're more than just kids. They're sources of inspiration, and their zest for life is utterly contagious. Whether it's their passion for play or their heartfelt thanks to their doctors, Audrey and Ella aren't merely existing. They're living with purpose. Their influence is far-reaching, Paul. With every event and story shared, they draw focus to the Children's Miracle Network and its essential mission. This network has raised over $8.5 billion worldwide, driving progress in pediatric healthcare. Now that's something to get excited about. From funding cutting-edge medical equipment to expanding vital services, these contributions are sparking significant change. So when you think of Audrey and Ella, see them as more than just champions. They are young narrators, transforming tales of medical adversity into narratives of hope, communal strength, and the boundless potential that unfolds when we support each other. They've found a way to sneak into our hearts, haven't they? This isn't just a fortunate fluke. It's a masterful demonstration of how embracing challenges can alter lives and knit together a community, united by stories of bravery and delight. Isn't it truly inspiring to witness someone embark on an exhilarating new chapter in their life, particularly when many might assume their prime years are long gone? That's precisely what unfolded for Anthony Hurd. Picture this. At 63, he steps into the world of modelling for the very first time. Astonishing, right, Paul? Anthony had retired from his role as the CEO of a furniture company, anticipating a leisurely life, more time with family, regular gym sessions, perhaps picking up a new language. But instead, he found himself wrestling with ennui and anxiety, far from the idyllic retirement he had pictured. However, the narrative takes a delightful turn. One idle day, as Anthony was browsing the web, a pop-up advertisement about seniors venturing into modelling piqued his interest. What happened next is nothing short of remarkable, Paul. He sent some snapshots to a modelling agency, and in no time his new career took off like a rocket. He's now graced campaigns for elite brands like Nike and Reebok, and even paraded down the runway at Paris Fashion Week. He relishes every moment, stepping onto the set, the music pumping, the recognition. It's a perpetual thrill, as if every day is a grand performance. And financially, he's outpaced his previous annual earnings in mere months. That's quite the turnaround, wouldn't you agree? But here's the real twist, Paul. Anthony's not just basking in his newfound career. He's become a symbol of hope for his peers, proving it's never too late to embark on a new path or redefine your value and purpose. Isn't that something? This tale isn't merely about a career change. It's about altering the narrative around aging and showing the world that every life stage can usher in new escapades, joys, and a renewed, vibrant mission. So the next time life throws you an unexpected curveball, why not embrace it? You might just find that a seemingly minor misstep could lead to your greatest success. What a powerful reminder that there's always an opportunity to evolve, no matter our stage in life. That wraps up today's episode of Paul's Positive Podcast. Thank you for tuning in, Paul. Remember, you're the most important listener in this extraordinary world of ours, and that's something special. Keep moving to your own rhythm, maybe even add a little sparkle with a disco ball. Wishing you a magnificent Monday, and I'll be back tomorrow with more stories to brighten your day. Keep shining, Paul. Keep shining.